Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I'm standing in front of Forum Bar and Restaurant on Boylston Street, and today it looks as if nothing out of the ordinary ever happened here. People are walking by, there are tables and chairs set up outside in front of the restaurant, the sun is shining brightly. But 4 months ago today, this was where the second bomb exploded during the Boston Marathon. Evidence of the carnage is long gone, memories of that day are not. But on Friday, Forum Bar and Restaurant reopens to the public, the last Boylston Street business to do so after the bombing. Painters and electricians were busy putting finishing touches on the new restaurant yesterday when we sat down with a Forum employee and talked about what it'll be like for him when the restaurant opens its doors tomorrow.
My name is Chris Loper, and I'm the general manager at Forum Bar and Restaurant. I came into work at the restaurant on April 15th. I got here probably about 7:30 in the morning that day, and then I set up the patio, and we're all excited for a great day, and I heard the first bomb down the street that actually went off in front of Marathon Sports. I was towards the back of the restaurant, and then I started moving towards the front of the restaurant as the second one went off. People were in a state of confusion and just trying to figure out the best way to get out of the restaurant at that point. It was just a very chaotic scene. There was some broken glass on the floor, and there were people that just needed help. Some people were coming in off the street to just kind of have a safe haven, and we did the best we could to help those people. We brought a lot of ice to victims outside. We brought napkins and tablecloths and made tourniquets out of a photo booth. I saw a lot of people helping a lot of people at the front of the restaurant. If we were to sit here in complete silence for about 3 minutes, it would feel like forever. And that's what it felt like to us until paramedics and emergency response teams came to assist us. After I got home, I was glued to the TV to try to find out what really had happened, because you didn't know what happened, who may have claimed responsibility for it, if they had caught anyone, if they knew anything. And then it was just finally falling asleep with the TV probably still on, going through all the different coverages. Then I woke up the next morning to the FBI calling me, saying they were on their way to my house to talk to me about it. And then all sorts of media outlets were calling as well. So a little surreal. There was a lot that happened here. There was a lot that, busboys and food runners and waitresses and hostesses and bartenders did that day that was extraordinary. That's really the enduring thing that I see when I think about what happened that day. I don't think about, the that's what I think about that day. So shortly after everything happened on April 15th, the managers and I sat down with the owners, and very quickly we decided that we were going to reopen. It was just a matter of what we were going to do to reopen. And we had to wait about 10 days to get back into the restaurant itself, so we didn't know what was salvageable, what wasn't, what needed to be replaced, but we made the decision prior to even getting in here that we were going to reopen right in the same spot. It'll be an emotional day. I've been in touch with one of my favorite bands in the world, who is from New Orleans, and their name is Rebirth Brass Band. So kind of a catchy name for a new restaurant to be opening. But they're going to march from the finish line to the front of the restaurant as we reopen, as the mayor's cutting ribbon out front, 4 months to the day on August 15th. So we're really looking forward to it.
The
Chris Loper is the general manager of Forum Bar and Restaurant on Boylston Street. Tonight's ribbon cutting and private celebration starts at 6 o'clock. The restaurant officially opens to the public tomorrow night for dinner.
And that's it for today. Stay tuned. All Things Considered is just ahead. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Here to stay.